Finch looks to me like our new number is waiting on a lunch date.
It's likely her husband. He's a hedge fund manager at a firm downtown.
And Richard Farrell is a law clerk at the courthouse. This is probably about a case she's been working on.
Why don't I just break into her office?
Because it's located in a federally owned building, Mr. Reese. If you were caught, that would certainly be the end of Detective Riley.
Our girl seems a bit nervous, Finch. Maybe she's not meeting her husband after all. Could be an affair. Finch. It's Samaritan.
Could you expand on that, Detective?
Greer's man, Lambert, just sat down at Rachel Farrell's table.
Excuse me.
Hello, Rachel. My name is Jeremy.
How do you... You need to go, Jeremy. I'm waiting on my husband. Please.
Don't worry. I'm not here to make any kind of romantic overture. How's your wrist?
Why would you ask that?
Still healing from the spiral fracture? It's a nasty break. It takes a long time to heal, especially when it's your writing hand. You told your friends you fell down playing tennis. Just a silly accident. How clumsy of you. You couldn't tell them how your husband twisted it so violently during an argument, he broke it.
How do you know this?
I'm a friend. I want to help you.
What's happening, Mr. Reese?
Something's not right. I don't think Lambert's here to hurt her.
It's Samaritan, Reese.
Think about the words coming out of your mouth. They don't make any sense.
Samaritan gave Lambert the information for a reason.
I don't think it's because it wants her dead.